We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wide receiver Bryce Ford Wheaton met with media after today's practice. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
It's time to get your first look at the 2021 Mountaineers. Join us for the Gold Blue Spring Football Game presented by Encova Insurance Saturday, April the 24th, inside Mountaineer Field at Milan Pushkar Stadium. Kickoff set for 1 p.m. Tickets available for just $10 at WVUGame.com, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit WVU Medicine Children's. So join us Saturday, April the 24th for the Gold Blue Game. Get your $10 tickets now at WVUGame.com.
So Bryce, your biggest points of emphasis in the offseason, where did you want to get better?
More mentally than anything. I think I got to take a big leap mentally so I can help influence my teammates and especially the receiver room.
Michael Sussman.
Bryce, you had some really nice games last year, especially those Kansas and K-State games in the middle of the year, and then you made some big-time plays in the bowl game. What do you look to build on from those performances, and where do you think you can take your game to the next level moving forward?
I think my biggest thing is consistency and, doing it every game, not just like one game or two games. You know, I want to be a factor every game, so I think that's what I need to improve on.
Ryan Pritt.
And Bryce, how different is your mentality entering this season as opposed to last season? I know Coach was on here a week ago talking about how, you know, you have number one receiver, big time receiver in the Big 12 type potential. Is that something you carry with you into the spring?
Honestly, I don't really pay too much attention to that. I know I have to go out there and prove it before anything. But, honestly, my mindset going into this season is just like, I've already got my feet wet. I've already started multiple games. So now I know what I need to do. Like, there shouldn't be any more pregame jitters or anything like that. Like, I know exactly what I'm getting into now.
Chuck Landon.
Hey, Bryce, tell me about your relationship with your grandfather, Garrett.
We're really close. We've always been close. He's definitely been somebody I looked up to my whole life. And, it played a major role with me coming here to West Virginia. I can't really thank him enough for what he's done for me and my family.
What about your uncle?
Me and my uncle are close, too. In high school, he would take me to, camps all across, the East Coast. he would give me a lot of recruiting advice. And, you know, like, he's just there for me all the time. So, I mean, we have a really close relationship. My family is pretty we're all really close.
So there wasn't a whole lot of doubt about you coming to WVU.
I mean, honestly, they didn't force me on anything. They let me choose for myself, but I just felt like this was the place to be.
Thanks, Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
John Antoni.
Hey, Bryce, you mentioned consistency. What does that entail in your opinion? What do you have to do to be more consistent?
Especially with the one thing I say is just catching the ball. Like, I think I'm capable of making big-time plays and big-time catches, so I think I need to just go out there and prove that. Like, I think when the ball's in the air, I think more people should think I'm going to catch it than I'm not. So, like, I think that's really what I just need to work on.
Got to ask you, too. You know, everybody mentions your grandfather and your uncle, but your mom was a pretty good athlete, too, right? WVU, did she run some track?
She did her freshman year, I think. She doesn't really like to talk about it too much because she wasn't really a big-time athlete. But, yeah, she is. I got a lot of my athletic ability from her and her side of the family.
Kevin Kinder.
There's a couple of questions about social media for you. First of all, the things that West Virginia does for you all, does that motivate you? You know, say you're posting pictures of yourself and on the practice field, things like that. And then, you know, you, it looks like you've got a wide range of interest, things that you're passionate about. How important, you know, are some of those things to you? You know, how has that driven your interest in them?
I think West Virginia, like, our program has done a really good job of giving us our pictures and, like, little things that we can post on social media to put out there and, you know, build our fan base, build, like, our supporters and stuff like that and be influencers in our community. And, yeah, honestly, I think they do a great job with everything like that. And I think my social media, I mean, I do have a wide interest of things. But I mean, my social media is really me, so it's not like anybody else is typing it. So I think I put my interests out there pretty well.
You think with the way things are looking to change now and then with name, image, and likeness, things like that in the future, the influence of that's only going to grow in college?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's something that's really going to be on the come up, and I think everybody's going to start using it. I think it's honestly better to get ahead of the curve before, so you can build your brand before, and then if that does change, then you can, you know, make profit off your name, image, and likeness.
Cody Nesper.
Hey, Bryce. I wanted to ask you this last year, but never got the chance, but why did you switch to number 0?
Honestly, there wasn't too much behind it. I just wanted to be, I guess, the first one to wear it. And I had to get out of my number 83 because, you know, when I first came into college, that was the first number they gave me. So until I proved myself otherwise, then that was just the number I had. So there wasn't any really significant value behind it, but I think it's pretty cool being the first one in program history.
Greg Carey.
Bryce, I just want to get your thoughts on some of the younger receivers and the initial impression that Caden has made upon you in the spring.
Yeah, Caden, they actually signed me to him as to be his big brother in our program. We have the big brother, little brother program. And he's just been great, honestly. He's pretty advanced. Like, he's way ahead of where I would have been in my freshman year in college. And he came in mid-year. I think he's going to be a playmaker throughout his career here. And I think he's getting better every day.
Bryce, we have a question here on email from Bob Hertzel.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, everyone talks about physical skills and what players can do physically, but you have done well in the classroom also. How does what you do in the classroom, smarts, not just mentality, but smarts, translate into playing on the field?
I think it translates like greatly, honestly. I think my freshman year, you know, I had a lot to learn. So my coach would always tell me that what you do off the field reflects what you do on the field and vice versa. So as I started taking school more serious and my off the field character more serious and trying to better myself, I think it showed on the field too. And I think I made great strides in that area.
we'll go back to Greg Hunter.
So, Bryce, the hardest part of the transition from high school to college, what did you find the most difficult, and how long does it take to adjust?
What I found most difficult, honestly, was just my lack of knowledge. Like, in high school, you're just bigger than everybody. You're faster than everybody, so you can go out there and really not use too much technique, and you can still be successful. But in college, it's a complete different game because the person you're lined up against on the other side of the line of scrimmage is just as fast as you. He might be just as strong as you, as big as you. So you have to use your technique and what you're taught to really get open and have success.
Michael Sussman.
Bryce, with your speed, you're obviously a threat over the top. When you see that a team's guarding you straight up man-to-man with no safety help, what's your mentality, and do you have a favorite route?
I love seeing that when somebody's pressed up and there's no safety over top, because, I mean, it shows that, like, great confidence they have in their corner, but I also have confidence too, and I know my coach had the confidence in me to make the play. I say my favorite route is probably either a go route or a post route because, you know, I do like the deep ball.
Greg Carey.
Sorry, I forgot to lower my hand. I didn't have another one.
Okay. Any other further questions for Bryce? I see one here now from Ryan Fritt.
Bryce, I got to ask. You know, last year, obviously, it's been pretty well documented that drops were an issue for the wideout core off and on. Just, you know, what do you do in the spring as a group to try to shore that up? And has that kind of become almost maybe a rally cry for you guys as you guys enter this season?
A little bit, but we're not really worried about, you know, the narrative that's been painted for us. We just work every day. This past offseason in the winter especially, we've caught more balls than – I would say, honestly, anybody in the Big 12. I mean, we've caught every day. We've caught thousands of balls every week. I think the total in the winter was like 89,000 balls combined. So, I mean, we took it really serious. We know what we had to do to improve. So, I think we've made great shots in that area, too.
Thanks, Bryce.
Kevin Kinder.
One follow-up to that, Bryce. Do you do any different drills? I mean, I know in the past there's been like tennis balls or painting the nose of the football white to focus on it, glasses to help you focus. Any special things that you all did in the offseason?
We do have some goggles that it really helps you focus in, just lock in on the ball. We don't really do too much to many things different, but we just catch a lot of balls. It's really repetition and just getting the motion of catching the ball so you can be more confident and know that you can make that catch regardless. We put ourselves in hard situations. So, like, we mimic a game-like situation and stuff too.
And that was Bryce Ford Wheaton. Thanks for listening.